Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you here. Glad that you are here in church today, gathered together to encourage each other. I'm glad I'm here today, too. So, you know, wanted to make you aware of our baptism service coming up in August 13th. So if you or you know someone that that would like to be baptized, or even we're doing baby dedications, there's tons of little babies around. So wanted to make you aware of that as well. What a fantastic time that we can come together and celebrate new life in Jesus Christ. I know there's a handful of you, and so we want to celebrate with you. We're going to be going out to Center Lake Bible Camp like we do every year. Yeah, like we've done it a couple times anyway, but we're taking our service and we're moving, having church out at the lake, so we're excited about that. And so if you want to be baptized, please contact me, contact the church office, and we will put you on the list. So I've been thinking and contemplating lately, and I hopefully that you do. As a Christian, we're supposed to contemplate a little bit, at least, right? Figuring out, okay, am I okay? Are things okay in my life? What am I doing? I've been contemplating about our world. You know, thinking about these last couple, 3 years that we've been in this crazy insanity, ever since 2019, where we found ourselves as a world divided, kind of bringing us through this COVID thing, and even crept into every one of our lives, as far as even the church is concerned, a divided thought, contemplating, do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? Remember those days? Do you take the shot or do you not take the shot? Do you remember those days? Do you come to church? Do you not come to church? Do you hide out and shelter in place at home, or do you go out and travel out and about like you would normally? Remember those days? I'm telling you, I'm glad we're out of those days. But yet, as I contemplate society, I'm thinking about me as a Christian, we as the church. Where have we come, and have we learned anything? Have we learned anything from the, I want to call it chaos, that we found ourselves in as a country during those weird times of uncertainty? Now, most of us in our own lives have kind of differentiated where you stand. And I'm not here to say where you stand is wrong or where you stand is right, whether you did this or did that. This is not what I'm talking about, because that is not the debate. What I want to talk today about is walking in wisdom as a Christian. And I'm not going to, I don't care, I don't care if it's from the COVID thing or if it's what you're going to eat for breakfast tomorrow. Walking in wisdom is what we're called to do. So a little passage of scripture I want to talk about today is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. It's just a little snapshot, but it's got a ton of powerful truth within it. Ephesians chapter 5, we've got it here on the screen. Starting with verses 15 through 17, it says, So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. That's it. I mean, simple, short, to the point. I mean, it was almost like we could take a look at these last 3 years of our lives in America, and we can apply this passage of scripture, and we were to think, wow, Paul, is he a prophet? This is so appropriate for us. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. And so over the years, as you and I get older, as we get more mature in the Christian faith, I think we realize and we grab a hold of the fact of wisdom is learned. More and more wisdom is gained. And as I grow, I believe I grow in only godly wisdom, only given by God. As I grow in my faith and in my understanding of God and of the Lord, I want to be that person who is walking in wisdom instead of everything else, instead of anything else. And so as we think about this, as we dissect this passage of Scripture, I just felt like God wanted us to hear this. He wanted me to hear this today, this passage, for us, for such a time as this. This is, again, this is a simple, straightforward passage of Scripture. But Paul says, be careful how you live. Another translation of the Bible says, be careful how you walk. Be careful. Not as unwise, but as wise. So we're to be different from this, what other people are doing, what other people are saying. We're to walk in different ways as the world is walking. There's something that is considerably different for the Christian walking in wisdom than for the average person living in this crazy, chaotic world that we live in. So I believe, number one, believers must vigilantly guard their steps in life. I mean, that's kind of like saying we've got to make sure on purpose that we walk in step and guard every direction we go and check and make sure and discern and ask Holy Spirit and say, God, guide me today. Guide me in this decision. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. So Paul is actually saying it's a part of godliness is to walk in discipline. And as Christians, if you don't know that word discipline, you may be either a young Christian or you're truly missing out in what it means to be a Christian. To discipline yourself means to be careful what you're doing. Guard your steps. Watch what you do. Alleviate yourself from sin and separate yourself from this world. And so believers must vigilantly guard their steps. You see, when we're thinking of disciplining ourselves as Christians, we look at those old habits that we have. You know, rules for godly living. Even the Wesleyan Church has a whole list. And it's kind of a funny list because everybody just loves rules, right? In our own humanity, we just want to like rebel against rules. That's the very nature of us. But I like the idea of saying just this is the way to live holy, a holy lifestyle. And so there's things in our denomination that just simply say, listen, this is good for you and your relationship with Jesus, not just because they're a set of man-made rules. And so those are those habits, those lifestyle. Is there sin in your life? Is there something that you have harbored in your life that says, no, this is something I know is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyways? This is what Paul is talking about when we understand, we say, be careful how you live, he says. Don't live like fools, like those who are unwise. So we've got to guard our steps. Be careful not to fall into those traps of sin. Be careful, be careful, be careful. This is the word for the wise. And so the idea here is that to walk as people who know, who are intelligent, who are informed, as Christians who are skilled, they're good at walking in the light because we can discipline ourselves for that very purpose. It's kind of like a soldier, right, who prepares for battle. He looks over the battle plans and area maps for hours and days and months and knows the terrain and knows exactly what the risk is before he goes into battle. He's aware of troop placement on the battle lines. He's prepared and aware of his surroundings, his resources, and his mission. And so as Christians, we want to be aware as well. A lot of times we think that Christianity is just coming to church. Is just coming to church and saying we're doing this and we're just putting in our time at church and then we're Christians. But you see, to be a Christian, it's to be prepared of your surroundings. The devil, the Bible says, the devil is like a roaring lion waiting for whom he may devour. And so as Christians, we've got to be prepared. So we walk with mission. Walk in a mission. Remember, in college, I was a part of a chorale, a choir, and we were this elite choir. And so as we traveled literally all over the world, and we were just very prim and proper. And our professor would always say, when we're getting ready to walk on stage, walk with a purpose. That was his thing. Move with a purpose. And so what you don't want to walk and just like, yep, we're here. Okay, we're ready to sing. No, we had to walk with purpose, walk with intention, walk like we meant to get there. As I think of this passage of scripture, that's kind of what Paul's saying to all of us. Walk and live out your Christian faith with a purpose. Do something like it's intentional. Because guess what? If you're not walking with a purpose, you're going to stumble on something else. If you're not moving forward in your Christian faith with mission in mind, with the missional mindset that we need to have, something else will take over your time. And so as we think about paying close attention to our lives. Secondly, verse 16, wisdom understands that the time to shine is limited. It understands that the time to shine is limited. Verse 16 says, make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. Do y'all believe we have living in evil days? Shake your heads, yes. Yeah, we need to make the most out of every opportunity. And so we think about wisdom. It understands that the time to shine is very limited. Our time to make a difference. You see, you're a child of light, and your job is to shine in the darkness, right? Our job is demonstrating God's righteousness in this dark world. And so I ask the question, how much time are you spending on shining your light to your sphere of influence? You know, I think about it, that there's people that know more about sports than scripture, right? There's people know more about cars or know more about their job than they do about their own Christian faith. And we've got to be sure and certain that we want to be using and making the most of our time because the days are evil. You know, we're only given 24 hours a day, right? 24 hours a day, we sleep maybe, let's say we rest for 10 of those hours, right? Let's say we rest for 10 of those hours, and so whether we want to use the net or the gross, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, we want to take 10%. We want to give 10% of our time to God every day. That's a great little equation. And so say you rest for 10 of it. That's 14 hours of awake time. And so if you're a fantastic mathematician like I am, I would say 10% of 14 hours is, a lot of mathematicians in here, 10% is an hour and 40 minutes. Check my math. And so if we're giving 10% of, if we're tithing our time to the Lord, if we're given 24 hours, and I'm giving you the net versus the gross, right? So we rest maybe the 10 hours, and so we're saying, can we really give God an hour and 40 minutes a day? That's not a lot. Now is that kind of saying that when Paul says make most of your time, are we supposed to lock ourselves in our prayer closet and spend an hour and 40 minutes, which is our tithe? In with God, maybe that's so. If that's okay. But can we give and tithe our time to the Lord an hour and 40 minutes a day? Half hour may be given in Bible study and prayer. 45 minutes may be given in an hour or given in Bible study and prayer. You may be serving someone. You may be in prayer throughout the whole day. But let's think about that little weird non-biblical, I'll agree, little equation that I just made up. If we're to make the most of our time. Now, some overachievers would be like, nope, we're given 24 hours a day. What's 10% of 24? Boy, you guys are not awake today. What? 2 hours and 40, yes, you get it. 2 hours and 40 minutes would be your tithe of your entire day. Let's wake up, people. Woo. Help me out here today. See what I'm saying is again, I'm saying this is a biblical concept, the tithing, of course, and dealing with money, but what do you think when we give, make every moment, make most of our time, at least we can give 10% to God every day. So my goal, of course, my goal, I want to say, Lord, I want to give you as much time as possible in service to you, and you understand what I mean by that. So when we know that wisdom understands that the time to shine is limited, we have just a small amount of time. And so let's serve, let's give, let's worship, let's pray. Hour and 40 minutes? I think that's doable. I think that's doable. Thirdly today, as we look at verse 17, thirdly, wisdom is linked with understanding God's will. It's linked with understanding God's will. Verse 17, it says this. It says, don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Wow, simple. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. You see, we're told to walk in wisdom, and then we see that there's a link between wisdom and understanding God's will. And so I want you to know that God's will is knowable. His will is knowable. He put it all down for us to read in his scriptures. You see, God's will is there for us to meditate on it. It's for us to be revealed to us. So understand today that as we read this passage of scripture in full, it says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Now, I'm not accusing anybody in here today. I'm not saying that we're going around living like blind zombies, doing nothing for the Lord. Many, many of you, if not most of you, are doing something, and I truly see that fruit in you. And so I'm saying this simply because we've got to be careful not to be absorbed by what the world says is successful or wisdom. We've got to be careful not to be absorbed by the world's standards of knowledge and wisdom. And so we've got to be careful how we live. We've got to be careful how we live. We've got to be careful that we don't live like fools, but we live like those who are wise, making the most out of every opportunity in these evil days. And that we don't act thoughtlessly, but we understand what the Lord wants, what the Lord wants for us to do. And so, like I said, simple, short, to the point passage of scripture, but let's not be absorbed by what the world is doing. As we reflect on what happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, let's stand out, be separate, be holy as Christian believers. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, today as we've been challenged by your word, as I have been challenged this week, as I read through this, and as I had contemplated on what you're trying to share with us, I pray, God, that we as a church would be wise, that we would walk in step with your Holy Spirit, that we would make the most out of this opportunity that we have here to be a church in this community. So, Lord, show us, guide us, direct us in this huge but yet doable step. We give you thanks.